Well, good morning, everybody. We have a few visitors. I always start, at least for the last 6 months or so, with a piece of Pope trivia. Here it is. John Paul II, it was his feast day on Friday. He's an incredible saint. He is the Pope that was canonized most quickly after his death. He was canonized only 9 years and 25 days after he took his last breath on earth and was born into eternal life. I love that Pope, and my daily Mass homily on Friday was 20 minutes long because I just kept talking about him, but I'll spare you. But an incredible, incredible force in the Church. We thank God that he continues to intercede for us from on high. In the days of Jesus, of course, people thought that if you were sick in some fashion, if you were crippled, if you had leprosy, or if you were blind, like in our gospel today, that meant that you had sinned in some horrific way. And so people wanted nothing to do with you. So you not only suffered the cross of the ailment, in this case of Bartimaeus, his blindness, but also you suffered rejection from everyone. And that's what's going on in our gospel today. We have this man, Bartimaeus, a reject from society who cannot even see, and he is sitting on the side of the road begging. Could you imagine what it must have felt like in his heart when the God of the universe calls him by name? It's interesting in the scriptures who has a name and who is unnamed. The rich man that we heard about in the last couple Sundays, not named. The rich man who walked away from Jesus sad because of his earthly possessions that he could not part from. He has no name. Remember, Lazarus was the poor man who was sitting outside the mansion of a rich guy. He's named, but the owner of the mansion isn't. The Gospels humanize those that culture and society often dehumanize. But I was just thinking, like, what was that like for Bartimaeus, who couldn't see, who nobody cared about, when the God of the universe called him by name? I imagine it was an incredible moment in his life. You know, they say that there's a saying that people will forget almost everything we ever say. They'll forget most of what we do, but they'll never forget how we made them feel. And I think that's pretty important. Jesus always made, in our first reading, the lame and the blind, in our second reading, the ignorant and the erring, the weak, and in our gospel, this blind man. Jesus always is interested in everyone. And he made them feel loved. He made them feel cherished. He made them feel welcomed and embraced. They probably didn't remember a lot of what he said on the Sermon on the Mount. Lost count of all the miracles, probably. But they never forget how Jesus made them to feel. I was thinking yesterday, I got home at 2 a.m. this morning. I had the most wonderful day yesterday. I was leading this Come and See retreat for a whole bunch of folks of young men who are open to the priesthood. And so it was at St. Meinrad's Seminary, and it was just a great day. They're still there. I left them in the care of Tyler. God help them. It was such a great day, and I remembered when I went to that place on my own Come and See weekend. And I remember pulling up there and thinking, what am I doing here? Like, I was so nervous. I was so everything. And it's like, I don't belong here. What am I doing? And I got there, and there's a priest by the name of Father Jonathan Facero. He welcomed me in the parking lot with a big smile on his face. He was the one that gave the retreat that year. And he made me immediately feel embraced, welcomed, cared about. And I don't remember much of what he said on that retreat. I don't remember what we did on that retreat. But I do remember that that man made me feel welcomed into a place that would become my home for 6 years. Six of the happiest years of my life. And it's true for us. It's true for Jesus. It's true. People will forget most of what you say. People will forget most of what you do. But they'll never forget how you made them feel. So let us follow the example of Jesus and love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.